Masechet Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Yosei ben Yoezer, Ish Tzareda. V'Yosei ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. Yosei ben Yoezer, from Tzareda. And Yosei ben Yochanan, from Yerushalayim, they were Makabel their Torah. From Shimon HaTzadik, and after he died. From Antignos, Ish Socha. Now, these were the first of the Zugos that we will see in this parak. As in this parak, the Mishnah brings down five different pairs of Chachamim. And each time the Mishnah brings down Zugos, the first of the Zugos was the Nasi, and the second of the Zugos was the Abedin, the head of the Bedin. So therefore, Yosef ben Yoezer was the Nasi, the leader of Klal Yisrael, and Yosef ben Yochanan was the Abedin. Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzareda Omer, Yosef ben Yoezer from Tzareda said, Yehi beis cha beis vad l'chachamim. Your house should be a meeting place for Chachamim. When the Chachamim gather together to discuss Divrei Chachma, you should have your house be the place where they gather. And even if you are not a Chacham and don't understand very well Divrei Chachma, it's impossible that you would not learn something from them if they are gathered together in your house. And also, just by serving the Chachamim, that is a great mila, even greater than learning from Chachamim. As Chazal say, Gadol Shimusha Yoser Melimuda, serving Chachamim is even greater than learning from Chachamim. V'havi mis'abek ba'afar raglehem, you should dirty yourself with the dirt of their feet. Meaning to say that if you do understand Divrei Chachma, you should sit on the ground in front of the Chacham and learn from him. As in those days, the Chacham would sit on a bench and all the Talmidim would gather around him on the ground. And so too, we learn from mis'abek ba'afar raglehem that you should follow the Chacham around wherever he goes to learn Divrei Chachma from him. V'habi shoysa batzama et divreim, you should drink with thirst their words. Even if you have already learned a lot of Divrei Chachma from the Chacham, you should continue to learn from him the cheshek with desire. As somebody who is thirsty drinks water, as the Torah is compared to mayim. So therefore, you should never say, I have learned enough. You should continue to learn with desire from the Chacham. Masechet Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Yosei ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Omer. Yosei ben Yochanan from Yerushalayim says, Yehi beis cha pasuach l'ravacha. A person should have his house wide open for anybody to come in, just like the house of Avraham Avinu, which Chazal tell us was open to all four sides. That way, anybody would feel comfortable coming in, as a person should make a habit in hosting people and giving them food or money if they need, or to give them etzah, to give them advice. V'yiyu aniyim b'nei b'secha. And poor people should be b'nei b'yis by you. They should feel right at home by you. And so too, if you need to hire somebody to do work for you, you should hire aniyim. That way, they will be supported b'derech kavod. V'al tarbeh sicha im ha'isha. A person should not make a lot of small talk with a woman, as sometimes your wife does not want you to do chesed, therefore you should not make a lot of small talk with her, and maybe she will influence you not to host people. Be'ishto amru, kal v'chomer be'eshes chaveru. That which it says you should not be mar besicha me'isha is referring to your own wife. Most certainly you shouldn't be mar besicha with the wife of your friend. Mikan amru chacham. Rebbe, who arranged Mishnayos, continues. He says that from this memra of Yosef ben Yochanan, the Chachamim learn, calls man she'ada mar besicha ima'isha. Anytime a person makes a lot of small talk with a woman, goreim ra la'atmo, causes harm to himself. Now, ra over here is referring to the Yetzer Hara. As the Yetzer Hara is called ra, and certainly, when somebody's wife is Anita, it's not proper to make a lot of small talk with her, as this could lead to an Avera. And even when somebody's wife is Tahora, still a person shouldn't make a lot of small talk with her, as Chazal learned out from the Pasuk, which says, Magid la'adam ma'sicho, that afilu sicha kala, shebein ish le'ishto, magidim lo b'shata din. Even small talk that a person makes with his wife will be played back to the person when he faces din after 120 years, ubotel may dibrei Torah. And making a lot of small talk with your wife can cause you to stop learning Torah, v'sofo yoresh gehenim, and eventually this could lead that you inherit gehenim, as sometimes a person's wife influences him to the bad and will lead him off the proper path.